Righto, welcome everyone.
Thank you.
Obviously, we have no public gallery, but that's fine. We go through the process. So, welcome to the special meeting, 27th of June 2023. I'd like to acknowledge the Palitur and Panahir past peoples and the traditional owners and custodians of the land in which we gather for the council meeting with respects paid elders past, present, and extended to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples present. Safe evacuations, evacuation details. And information located on the wall near the entry chambers, an emergency, an alarm will sound. Wardens will assist with your evacuation from the building if directed. Please evacuate the car in an orderly manner via the reception area. Go directly to the evacuation point of the car park beside the town hall. I now declare the meeting open at 3:02 p.m. Attendance and apologies. Everyone is in attendance apart from Councillor Kevin House, who apologises. Would somebody like to move the confirmation of the minutes from the June 13 meeting, please. Councillor Dudman as the mover. Councillor Dornoff, thank you. Councillor Dudman as the mover. Anything to add? Councillor Dornoff? No? Okay, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye. Raise your hand. I'll be abstaining because I wasn't at the meeting. So it'll be Councillor...
I'm abstaining too.
Yeah, so Councillor Cameron, Loader, Sinfield, Temple, Dudman and Dornoff, and Councillor Kelly, who weren't in attendance at the meeting, but abstained.
Yep.
Any declarations of interest? Take that as no. Thank you. Public question time. Don't think we'll have any questions from the public at the moment because there's no one there, so that's fine. There were obviously questions in. Excuse me while I scroll up my paperwork. Over to Councillor Question Time. There was no questions with notice of received. Are there any questions without notice from councillors? Councillor Temple.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just my usual. Has there been any further communication or otherwise with regarding a proposed prison?
Thanks, Councillor Temple. No, not from me, General Manager.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, no.
Thank you. Any other questions from councillors? No? Thank you. I've skipped the Mayor and Councillor report, sorry, in my agenda. I did have the honour of going to Government House in Canberra for a meal with the Governor-General and Lady Governor-General. Linda Hurley, David Linda Hurley, as well as 18 other mayors and councils from around Australia that were affected by flood, fire or drought in the past 4 months that the Governor-General had visited, and that was on the back of his visit to Meander Valley in October of last year. So I was very honoured to actually go to that. It was very nice. So, anything else from councillors? Councillor Dudman?
Just updating the record that Councillor Loader was joined by myself, the Deputy Mayor, Councillors Sinfield, Temple and House at the Westbury Bicentenary Trivia Night as well.
And did you win?
We came a respectable third, thank you.
Woo!
And pleased to support the fundraising efforts with the purchase of some tickets as well.
Well done. Thank you, Councillor Dudman.
So that was Councillor Dudman, Cameron, Sinfield and House. The trivia night.
And Councillor Loader was there, but she wasn't on our table.
Ah.
She didn't come there.
I was with my friends.
Okay, Councillor Sidhu.
I was just going to add in that we came a strategic third. Didn't want to, you know, out of 13 tables, didn't want to show up the room, but didn't want to come last either. So.
Would have come first if Stephen was there. But...
Thanks, Councillor Sidhu. Okay, anything else, councillors? Councillor Temple.
If I may, Mr. Mayor, just you mentioned that you had had dinner at Government House Canberra.
Yes.
And I was just wondering if the Governor-General had any particular message to pass on to councillors and the community at large.
Well, I guess he did, actually. Councillor Temple here did thank us as representatives of the community and thanked us for the work that we had done and our councils as such. So I was there obviously representing the Meander Valley Council and obviously the area, so thank you for prompting me on that one. It was very interesting to hear of other councils that were there that certainly suffered a lot more than what we did. I spoke to one councillor who was mayor of a population of 4,000 people in the central Queensland who had 7 years of drought and then had the flood, which wiped out 500,000 head of cattle. So that was very devastating to them. Also had the chance to meet with the mayor of Lismore, with the people that drowned in the floods, and also the mayor of Scenic Rim that had the fires that went through there that people perished in as well. So I guess it was a little bit humbling for myself. As I said, you know, our flood was up and down and didn't cause such amount of damage, but for those floods where they came at and happened for months at a time and took a long time to get up, a long time to get down, it's certainly a contrast. But the Governor-General was, he just wanted to reach out and thank us, and it was a select group that was there. Very privileged to get invited to go there. So, yeah, thank you, Councillor Temple, for asking that question. Anything else?
It's Councillor Sinfield.
Oh, no, I didn't go. We haven't quite done that, sorry. Sorry, Rodney.
That's all right. This could either be an indulgence or a question. Is Council aware that a number of councillors, Councillor Loader, myself, Councillor Temple, Councillor Dornoff, and Councillor Cameron, because I forgot her the other day when somebody asked who was there and she was sitting next to me, but attended a meeting at Selborne regarding rare earth minerals, and it's a very hot topic amongst the rural community at the moment, and the area that it impacts on seems to be growing all the time. And I suspect my question is, what action might council consider taking in relation to that issue in representing our community going forward?
And can I ask how many people were at the...
Oh, yeah, absolutely packed that place.
60 plus. 60 plus.
Yeah.
In the tea room. It was, you know, they were hanging off the rafters, which was, you know, given the numbers that we had at certain meetings, it was an incredible turnout. And they are seriously concerned. The Mining Act allows for anyone who owns property or is an interested party in matters to participate in the process. So I don't know whether that includes council directly. I suspect it probably allows, in some of the notes I read the other night, it allows interested groups, it could be Wilderness Society or whoever. So maybe it's something there we can discuss at a workshop or explore in the near future as to the way forward pertaining to that issue, because, you know, for newer councillors' information, we did have a presentation by the company a couple of years ago, and the area that they're now exploring is growing considerably, and I'm not sure that we know all the ins and outs of what the ramifications are. We were told a couple of years ago it's extracting groundwater and removing the rare earth minerals out of it and putting the water back in the water table. Whether there are more broader ramifications, I'm not sure, but maybe it's a space that council could consider exploring on behalf of our community.
Well, thank you. Councillor Dornoff.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. The forum represented the interests of one particular catchment. There are two catchments for exploration, second being the Quambie-Osmaston area, which has been identified by a separate party, just for note.
Thank you. Councillor Kelly.
So just a question for those with
the microphone, please, Councillor.
Did they have maps made available for you to visually look at to see what areas they're looking at?
The maps are actually in the examiner on the previous week.
Yeah,
Councillor
they're online, so I can show them if you like.
Yeah, they're actually online. Councillor Logan?
So I've had the honour of assisting two people to write an objection. I think there's a lot of people in the community who are not able to do this sort of thing. And so I really do think that as leaders in the community, we should be advocating to make sure that the government realises that there is a lot of angst and that not everybody is equipped to use the mechanisms of objection that they've given. The other thing is that it costs, I think it's $47.67 just to lodge an objection. So there's a lot of things that don't seem to be quite an even playing field with this, in my opinion. So if we can at least advocate for the community, the land's all zoned agriculture. It's not zoned for mining. So I would support anything that we can do to support our community.
Councillor Dornoff.
Through you again, Miss Mayor. Following the meeting, there was a request for participants in the formation of a representative group to which Councillor Cameron and I have advised we'd be willing to participate in.
As a steering committee.
As a steering committee, yeah.
Yep. To represent the people there.
And that is a combination of Nick Isle, Sam Archer, Pat Wadley, Steph Cameron and myself.
Thank you. So we'll get some feedback at a later date then.
Through you again, if you'd like a couple of next steps, then I can provide them in dot point as per the minutes of the discussion. The next steps are to put questions forward to the state government. Legal advice should be considered if required. However, mediation would occur between the individual landowners and the mining corporation. If it reaches tribunal stage, then legal representation will be required. Landowners have been encouraged to contact the minister's office and follow up with a phone call and to send out an email to all ministers relevant within the discussion.
Thanks, Councillor. Councillor Temple.
Just a point of clarification, Mr. Mayor. I don't know if I misheard or not, but I thought Councillor Sinfield finished his comments in the form of a question, so I don't know.
Sorry, my apologies.
Well, I don't know if I misheard, so I'm not.
Sorry, my apologies.
There was a question there. Does any action have to be taken?
I flagged at the start of what I said, both. I said it could either be on indulgence or as a question. I then said, is council aware of that? But yes, and while I've got the microphone, that's probably the third area now. Councillor Dornoff is the second one under a separate exploration group. There's the original one that goes, as I understand, it goes from Birralee through to Deloraine via sort of through the Reedy Marsh area. So it's now becoming a very significant, the aggregation of these is very significant across our municipality. And the repercussions could be, it could be a great thing for the municipality, but there seems to be a lot more questions than answers at this stage in terms of what possible impacts are. As was said the other night, there are property owners who I suspect both commercially and for personal use get their water out of the water table. As far as I know, fracking is still illegal in Tasmania, but does the mere fact that you've removed material out of the water table and release other things in the water table? It seems to me there's a lot of questions. We have very broad ramifications, not only for those who are commercially farming, but villages and towns that might be utilising groundwater as well.
Through you, Mr. Mayor.
We've got to share a microphone up here.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, just a couple of statements that it's mineral exploration and that it may be exempt from the planning scheme, so jurisdictional concern is there. And when you're out there representing the community and gathering information, just be careful about not representing or preempting a decision or position of council, is all I'll say to that.
Yep.
Discussion.
Very good.
As I say, this is about advocating to know what the impacts might be, not whether it's for us deciding whether it's good, bad, or indifferent.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks, Councillor. Any other questions, Councillors? If not, I skipped over a little bit of the start of the meeting, which is my fault, so I just had to ask, were there any petitions received? And there were none. community representations. There were none, and there were also some questions that came through that were answered. So one, two, three questions from Joy Kachuna, which are actually up on the screen. So I don't, so they've been answered by the chair.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Councillor Dornoff.
I just noticed in our GM's comments that it's been advised that councillors at their discretion are free to visit the work site and surrounds individually or collectively. I do that on a regular basis through my daily tasks, and I'm very comfortable with the regeneration stage, especially noting that we are in the winter period where notoriously our flora isn't in growth phase. So, yes, I'm very comfortable.
Thanks, Councillor Dornoff. Righto, moving along, we have no planning authority items for this particular meeting, so we are on to governance, correct? The NTDC Corporation Membership Agreement. I just need to go from there to there. So the recommendation is there for councillors to approve the terms and conditions. As it sits, there are two dot points. Somebody would like to move, somebody would like to second. Councillor Sinfield as the mover. Thank you. Seconder for the motion. Councillor Temple. Thank you. Councillor Sinfield as the mover of the motion.
Nothing
to add. Councillor Temple as the seconder of the motion. Okay. It's open for discussion, councillors. I'll lead. As a former board member of NTDC, probably just over 12 months or so ago, I sat there for 16 to 18 months going through the restructure of NTDC as it was with a new chairman that came and went. We also had a GM that came and went. And it is the seven councils, excluding Dorset, that make up the Northern Tasmanian Development Corporation. You had the luxury of the Mayor of Georgetown come and talk at the last workshop as to how NTDC has helped with Georgetown and what they've received from federal dollars, etc. I've said all the way through that I think that we should be part of NTDC rather than be a separate voice out to the side. With all the greatest respect to Dorset, they have they pulled out of this quite a while ago, but they are a single voice that sits out in the northeast. Breaker Day is part of this this group, and even though Breaker Day is on the fringe of NTDC area, they actually see some value in it. And I'd rather us be in the tent than out of the tent. I think we can actually make them far more accountable for helping us in the future than what they potentially have been in the past. But again, they've had some governance issues that have that they've hopefully resolved. So I will be supporting the motion as it sits. Thank you. Open for other councillors. Councillor Dudman.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Look, I will put on the record straight away that I do have some concerns with the way we've interacted with NTDC. And it concerns me that we are paying a high membership fee, but we're not necessarily getting any bang for buck. And I won't necessarily blame the NTDC for that, but we need to provide them strategic vision, and that hasn't happened since we, you know, have had our membership in 2017. We have had the Mayor of Georgetown Council come through and speak to us about the benefits of the Bell Bay scheme and what is going on there, and that has been a great effort for them. And it has ensured that they can take a positive step forward. But we haven't done a delivery of that in any way, shape or form. And that's something that we need to be considering. In terms of what we would need for my support to go forward, I would want that strategic vision in place at the time of us rejoining our membership. So I'm not prepared to support a renewal of 3 years today if we're not simultaneously providing a plan of what we're going to give to NTDC to ensure that we have a beneficial path forward. That is something that I flag with many of the councillors here at this table, and it's a position that I'm going to stick to. I certainly won't rule out rejoining NTDC, but in terms of supporting it a rejoin today. I think we are doing ourselves a great disservice and our ratepayers a great disservice if we cannot enunciate how this membership is improving our region. I've had the benefit of joining NTDC and working with them in different roles, and I agree that they do have benefit at certain stages, but at other times they probably don't have as much benefit. So what I am requesting is certainly that strategic vision going forward in order to enjoy my support for rejoining them for the next 3 years.
Thanks, Councillor Dutton. Councillor Lyda.
Thanks, Councillor Dutton. I expressed my concerns about joining NTDC a long time ago before being a councillor and asked questions as a member of the public. I personally can see your point, Mayor, that it's better to be, to use your term, inside the tent. But the only thing that is going to make me decide to vote to be in the tent this time is simply the threat of amalgamation. And I think it's a good idea for us to be formally linked with other councils. So that's the only reason that I'm voting yes. When I've looked at the previous presentations from NTDC, I really questioned some of the things they were saying, that the benefits, and as Councillor Dudman said, and I asked at the workshop, you know, tell us what you've done for our particular municipality, and I did not hear anything. So I agree with Councillor Dunman, we do need to keep them honest and say, can you do this, come up with a plan where they can specifically support us. But yes, the only reason that I'm supporting this motion today is because of the threat of amalgamation.
Thanks, Councillor. Councillor Cameron, I think, was next.
Thanks. Thank you. Look, we've had a lot of discussions about NTDC over, and particularly over my term on council, and it's sort of, you know, we've had this love-hate relationship, but my view has always been that we haven't utilised them as much as we should have. We're spending ratepayers' funds on this, and we need to ensure that we're using it to our full advantage. So I'm not, you know, I'd ask you to consider then supporting it. I would like to enjoy your vote on this. It is a difficult time for us in local government, and to have the support of an organisation like NTDC, I think, can only be of a benefit. Probably not willing to put in something as strict as KPIs, but a commitment that we need to do better. We need to tell them what to do. They can't read our minds, and, you know, the past 4 years maybe we haven't given them something to do. So I can think of a lot of things they could help us with, and I guess that's my request. If we commit now to making sure that we give them a clear plan forward, that you might come on board and support this. Thank you.
Thanks, Councillor Cameron. Councillor Kelly.
Yeah, look, I've had the NTDC's head in the guillotine many a time. we have supposedly fired bullets across, or bombs or whatever, across their bow. I haven't yet seen too much evidence coming back that we're getting value for money. With that, I do respect your opinion, Wayne. However, moving forward, I'll be holding you accountable.
You said it with a smile.
Thanks, Councillor Kelly. Okay, fair enough. Well, that's fair comment. It is, because the mayors do meet as a collective of members of NTDC, and we do take things to the NTDC board, so fair comment. Councillor Temple.
Mr Mayor, following on from Councillor Dudman, it seems to me that we don't have a clear view on what we expect to get from our membership rather than a motherhood statement that they're working on behalf of all councils. So I find that troubling. I also find it troubling that there is no annual review, that we're locking ourselves in for a certain amount of money, it seems to me, for a three-year period without any chance of review. The only carrot we have is that if they want us to continue past that, then they're probably going to need to deliver something for us. But having no annual review, I find that is a concern.
I just respond to that. I think 3 years ago, John, we may have signed up an agreement, and then after that first year or into the second year, we actually did decide to not potentially be part of NTDC.
Yeah.
Therefore, we could have pulled out of that, and that certainly made NTDC aware of our concerns. So we did fire across the bow, as Mick said. And I do take Councillor Cameron's point. You know, it's up to us to give them some direction as well as to what we expect them to do for us. But I probably see a little bit more than you councillors do as to what's occurred there. But the economy ID is one thing that jumps to mind, and a few other strategic things that are involving with the transport hub, and they do meet with the GMs on a regular basis of the north. But again, regional land use planning and other things. But again, that's things that they do. So I take that on board, Councillor Temple. Councillor Dunham.
Just wanted to restate my position as an imputation was made that Councillor Cameron would like to enjoy my support, and I would love to give it to her. However, I will reiterate that we need to have that strategic plan, and I frankly consider it, you know, weak politics to put forward on a hope and a prayer that there will be change without actually driving that change. So I am a change-orientated person. I will focus strongly on supporting the NTDC if there is a willingness to provide that strategy and that plan that I'm requesting. Otherwise, I consider it a complete failure of our rate base.
Thanks, no, Councillor Dudman. I think the councillors were invited to at least two sessions in the last 4 months that NTDC put on there where you could have actually participated in strategic development going forward. So they actually have done some of that. Councillor Sinfield, I think that is.
Yeah, I can probably add some value to what's just been talked about under section clause 6 of the thing that we're actually potentially approving today. Under the heading of accountability, it says, the board of directors is accountable to the members of the company at all times. It is important that all directors foster a relationship of trust and confidence with the members in order to properly and appropriately represent the members' interests at all times. Clause 6.2, in addition to the material that must be considered at the AGM under the Corporations Law, the Board must supply to the members for consideration at the AGM the following additional material and be prepared to speak and or account for it. And the first of those is an annual report on the performance of the company over the past relevant period as it relates to the KPIs agreed by the members of the last AGM. So I think they are doing that. The thing I've found, as I say, we've had invitations along to various of their things recently, which I was able to go to one at York Park, and then I participated in the review of the draft of their document on a separate occasion. And, in my view, they've been forthcoming thus far in coming along and presenting to council and interacting with us. So I think the issue for us is do we step up to the plate in terms of our desire to see good outcomes out of them as an organisation? And I do honestly, same reservations that Councillor Kelly's had for a long time. I do think they're a different creature. We need to be asking of them what floats our boat, but we also need to give them the space to be able to get on and kick some goals.
Yeah. Expectation. Thanks, Councillor. You prompted me to think that they've only just done their review of their constitution. It's a new constitution that's come on board within the last 3 or 4 months, from memory.
4 months.
4 months. So I guess, they have been doing some governance issues there, but yeah. A letter of member expectation as well was included in that. So, okay, councillors, any other questions, comments? Oh, well, Councillor Kelly has left the room, but I'm not prepared to put a vote while there's councillor out of the room, so he's in attendance. So,
he left.
He left.
I can ask.
We do need to sum up. So, Councillor Temple is the summing up, right?
Well, if Councillor Kelly is voting without hearing what we all have to say, Mr. Mayor, without being pedantic.
On a point of order, if a member has left the room, we're still in quorum, so we should still continue the meeting.
Well, I can add something else. In the last meeting I went to of NTDC, in the review of their document, they did actually listen because they changed their vision statement off the back of something that I proposed, and I was successful in that. So all I can suggest is they do listen. And it was a very collegiate meeting held at the casino in our region. So,
yep. Right, thank you. I'm going to go to the second of the motion, Councillor Temple.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I will be voting in support of the motion, and that is that we do need a united voice for the Northern Councils, and I share Councillor Dutman's concerns, but realise that, unlike Councillor Sinfield, I haven't attended any of the fora they've offered, and I perhaps should do in the future, and work with other councillors to get some KPIs in place that are in the best interest of the Meander Valley.
Thanks, Councillor Temple. Councillor Sinfield has the mover of the motion.
Yes, well, I've said a fair bit already, but I honestly think we do need to give them the opportunity to work in the space, and for me, it's far better that organisation be doing what it's doing on a regional basis than we would be to amalgamate or some other form of exercise. I think that if they can kick some goals for us in the next 3 years, and that doesn't, in my view, doesn't necessarily have to be that it occurs in our patch. It's great if it does, but there are lots of things that happen as was articulated at a recent meeting by former Premier Gutwin, that there's a major business looking at establishing or replicating their business in the Tamar Valley. That could well be that it means a whole lot more employment there that may be outsourced to, companies setting up in the Westbury Industrial Precinct, for example, or simply people living in the municipality that are availing themselves of those jobs. So it's highly unlikely that INCAT, for example, is going to make the boat in our municipality and then somehow have to get it to a maritime position. But those things can have direct ramifications. So if an organisation like that, like NTDC, is kicking goals in those areas, I think that would be great.
Time left for me to talk about.
Well, not really. We're wrapping up, but
okay.
I did let Frank not do that once upon a time, so I will let you make a comment if you need to.
It's a quick one. I'll be quick. Maybe we can commit to having a discussion about this next time we meet at a workshop and trying to agree on some projects for them. And I think I mentioned to them when we met the other day about the power supply issues at Valley Central. And because I think that's a good project that they can start on. I just think of that off the top of my head. Welcome back.
Right.
Delay that specific.
Okay, so I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye and raise your hands. That's Johnston, Cameron, Kelly, Loader, Sinfield, Temple, and against, Dudman and Dornall. Thank you. Motion's passed. Moving on to governance. Annual plan project list. So the council adopts the project list as attached. Somebody like to move, somebody like to second, please.
So I like paper, but now I have to scroll through.
I was ahead of this because I'd actually scroll through.
Can you give us a page?
Page 44.
You can use
the book.
Yeah, I know. Really.
I probably need a training lesson in that.
I'm happy to move it.
Thank you, Councillor Dudman. A seconder, please. Yeah, wipe your nose, Councillor Dornop. I nearly got you. Councillor Cameron. Okay, open for discussion, Councillor Dudman.
Thank you, Mayor. Look, it's a pleasure to support this motion and move it. Looking at the core program activities and the annual projects that we are moving into the future, can I take this opportunity to commend Jonathan Harmy, the Director of Corporate Services, and his team for the work that they've done in putting this together. This is a hectic time of the year for our organisation, and I think they have done an amazing job in getting all of this before us today. There are some important projects there, such as the update of the council website, which ensures that we remain accessible and transparent, and we can communicate clearly with our community. And obviously other aspects, including investing in community facilities and infrastructure, and ensuring that our cemeteries are maintained, the council operations continue on a clear schedule, and that our road-related assets are kept to the best possible condition that they can be. So thank you again to Jonathan and his team, and all the council staff who have put the work in to this program and this projects list.
Thanks, Councillor. Councillor Cameron.
No, I think Councillor Dudman summed that up really well, and I just want to also pass on my thanks to the council staff that have worked on it, because it is a really busy time of the year and very important for our municipality, so thank you.
Open up for discussion, councillors. Comments? I can only reiterate what Councillor Dudman and Cameron said. Thank you, staff. You don't get many pats on the back.
It's a collective effort in the department.
Yes, I realise that. Right across the board, thank you to all the staff that are out there within our the work for council. Appreciate it, appreciate time and effort, and you don't get thanked enough. Any other comments, councillors? Councillor Sinfield?
Yeah, just a comment.
Microphone, please, councillor.
It would be handy for a member of the community who looked up that document to know what 1, 2, 3 and 4 on the timing was, so it's just a suggestion. Not criticism, just a suggestion that
quarter
that it had a bracket under it and said, I know in the preamble it talks about quarters, but somebody reading that.
Thank you.
Thanks, councillor. Anything else, councillors? I gather there's no more comment then. I'll go to Councillor Cameron as the second or anything to add. No. Councillor Dudman, no. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye and raise your hand. That is unanimous, councillors. Thank you. Page 70. Corporate Services Budget Estimates and Long-Term Financial Plan. So, who would like to move? Somebody like to second, please. Councillor Sinfield, thank you. Seconder. Councillor Cameron, thank you. Councillor Sinfield is the mover.
Nothing at the moment.
Checking your notes, that's fine, thank you. Councillor Cameron?
Just waiting to find out what everyone else says. Look, this is a project that will end today for this time round and start tomorrow for next time round. It's a massive amount of work goes into it, and I think what we're learning in some of this reform process is some councils may not be as good at sharpening the pencil and keeping an eye on things as we are. And you can see that in some of this information. We have a long-term financial plan. We spend our money wisely. And I think overall we do a pretty good job. And it's important to note that we still do have the lowest general rate in the north. And we are delivering a lot of good services. So I do appreciate all the work that's gone into this.
Thanks, Councillor Cameron. I'm up for discussion, councillors. Councillor Tabble.
This has caused me a great deal of concern, the level at a percentage increase. But then if you offset that against our low rating that people will continue to enjoy compared to other councils, we're still offering excellent value for money, and we should be able to fulfil the everything that we need to do for the longevity of this council, or the financial longevity of this council, I should say.
Thanks,
but I think thanks to Mr. Harmy, we are on continuing and very sound financial footing.
Thanks, Councillor Tabble. Councillor John Harmy.
So, through you, Mr. Mayor, I'd just like to make a comment on Councillor Temple's point there, but it really is a difficult process to go through the budget deliberations with all councillors and to listen to the feedback that they've received from the community. I think the affordability for the level of service that our council provides is front of mind. certainly been a component of every discussion that we've had on the topic to date. It's something that we're particularly proud of, providing a service to all of our community that's in line with what they need and want, but also at a lower rate, I suppose, compared to a number of other Tasmanian councils. Now, we're seeking to continue all of the good work that we do, over 90 employees, the 9 councillors here that make the strategy and the decisions. But we also need to consider that at some points in time, the low general rate is a limitation in our ability to deliver on everything, all of the aspirations of the community in what they ask of us. So, yep, absolutely a part of what we have considered. The starting point for our council this year was CPI, which for March was 6.9% in Tasmania, plus 2%. That 2% was effectively a backlog that was created during the COVID period where we elected not to increase our general rates at all, 0% increase, and deliver a recovery package of around $2 million. So there has been a backlog. I guess the CPI plus 1% seeks to recoup a small proportion of that for this year.
Thank you, John. Yes. I've just had a lesson in using my computer. Councillor Kelly.
Just a couple of questions. Probably first one will probably be to Jonathan. Somewhere I missed something. That we're doing a contribution to the boat ramp in 2024 at the Huntsman Lake. What's the background on that?
Yep, so through you, Mr. Mayor, that's correct. So we received a state government contribution towards a project. It's not necessarily a council's project. We're really a conduit in receiving that funding and passing it on to deliver an upgrade of a boat ramp. So that is us paying out the money, and I believe we received the money around 18 months ago. Is that correct, Director Infrastructure?
Yes. Okay. Second follow-up question, what repairs are there to the boat ramp?
Repairs of the boat ramp, Huntsman Lake. There is no boat ramp.
There's a boat ramp.
There's a boat ramp.
Well, there's a boat ramp, but the money we received is to build a new walkway down beside the boat ramp.
Oh,
upgrade. Or upgrade the existing boat ramp then, so it's more user friendly.
Okay. Next question, if I might.
Yeah.
Matthew, the 59,000 was allocated for tree inspections and audits. How's this delivered?
Through Mr. Mayor, that project sits within our infrastructure department, but what it does, it covers a three-yearly inspection process that where we audit all council's trees. We've got about 8,500 trees across public spaces, and that's a risk-based approach. So we need to understand the current condition of our stock, like we do our roads, no different with the tree stock.
A secondary question. Is this done internally, Matt? Hang on.
Okay.
Wrong plate. Keep going.
Keep it again.
Okay. Second question, is this done internally or is it contracted out to a consultant? And does it cover off on the roads or just our parks?
Through Mr. Mayor, it comes off slithered by a consultant that is considered an expert in this area. They work nationwide for a local government. And the tree audit is only one aspect. We do independent inspections of our road network as well, which is every third year.
One more question, Councillor, yes?
No more questions, just a comment.
Okay.
Look, I know it's uncomfortable to put the rates up to 7.9%. Over the years, we have had a lot of extra expenses with our floods, the cost of doing business with projects, fuel costs, everything's going up and everyone is aware of that. I know it hurts, however, it's essential for us to be able to deliver on our projects moving forward and maintain our level of service, in my view.
Thanks, Councillor Kelly. Councillor Loader.
Pardon me, Mr. Mayor, I'm a little bit confused. I thought we were talking about budget estimates and the next item was rates resolution, or is this all in one?
No, you are correct.
There's sorry. Going
to there is, John Harvey's going to...
So, through you, Mr. Mayor, that's correct. So they're linked together. So our budget estimates report provides for the revenue we're seeking to receive from the community and the areas of the council operations that will be spending money, and the next item, the rates resolution, translates the overall revenue we're seeking to achieve and what it means to each property owner.
Thank you. It looks like it's two separate things in the agenda.
It is, but they're linked.
So there's only one vote?
No, it's going to be two votes.
Thank you for the clarification.
That's all. Anything else, councillors, on this particular item?
You don't get the formal.
No, I'll go back to Councillor Cameron as the second of the motion.
Thank you. I think I've just followed on to what you were saying, Mick. You know, costs have gone up, increased, and council isn't immune to that. And we have put a lot of work into making sure we can keep them as low as possible, but we have things that we need to deliver. My final comment will be that if you do have difficulties paying rates, please contact council, because we would like to be able to help if we can.
Thanks, Councillor Cameron. Councillor Sinfield has the mover of the motion.
Thank you. Mr Chair, I think my only thing I'd say is probably one person who expressed a view at the Planning and Matters Alliance public meeting the other day was saying our councils only typically earn 40% of their revenue from rates and they get the rest from handouts, etc. Whether or not that figure's accurate, ours is a bit higher than that historically over the years. But it made me think about what they were saying, and my answer to that was, well, state government that provides some of our money in fact gets all the GST revenue collected by the Commonwealth, and in fact get a lot of their other money from income tax and other things. And another unusual aspect, you might say, that we have to account for at local government level is depreciation. We are forced by legislation to provide for that, which is a significant figure, year on year, which other levels of government are not required to deal with in the same way. And I think it makes it somewhat unique. But for me, the important thing is we're doing our best to keep our level of expenditure down and hence our rates as affordable as we can, given that we're at the bottom end of the run of the chart, if you like, statewide, and certainly in our region. And so I think we're doing the best we can in difficult times when costs are going up at such an alarming rate. And so on that basis, I'll be supporting what's before us today.
Thanks, Councillor Sinfield. On that basis, I put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye or raise your hand. That is unanimous. Thank you, councillors. Page 139. Next one, rates resolution. Somebody like to move, and we'd like to second, please. Councillor Sinfield, you're on a roll today, Councillor Sinfield.
Yeah, I've never seen anybody's arm up so much.
Have you lifting today?
Special council meeting, I'm being special.
There we go, we had a first, Rodney.
Special. Seconded for the motion.
It's manual leave.
Seconded for the motion, please.
Oh.
And for Cameron, sorry. Thank you. Councillor Sinfield has the move of the motion.
Yes, I think the level that we're setting here or recommending to set here of 7.9% makes sense. It allows us, going forward, we don't know what will happen in the years to come, but other than based on best estimates, but I think this is a balanced level. I realise it has slightly more impact this year on our rural landowners because they have the second half of the adjustment factor, you might say, coming in that we spread over 2 years from last year. So I think given that CPI, CCI and 1% is a reasonable outcome in this current climate.
Thanks, Councillor Cameron.
Thank you. And again, a lot of work goes into this and appreciate the work from the staff that put into helping us through this process. It's quite complicated to get through, and you know, it is in the forefront of our minds to keep fees as low as possible. But you know, we have this massive capital works program which we really want to work on. But I think you know, this is putting a plan in place that we can afford to do those things we need to do while planning a little bit for the future. So I just thank the staff for their work on this.
Thanks, Councillor Cameron. Open up for discussion, Councillors. Councillor Temple, sorry, Councillor Lowe.
This and the previous item are closely linked in that we cannot change this item, having locked in the first item, without affecting a deficit. And in affecting a deficit, it would take us into a lot longer to get in line with the projected financial plan, long-term financial plan. So, again, I say that whilst I'm unhappy that we're going up more than we have in previous years, we've got to look at this in line of the prevailing conditions in Northern Tasmania, and still we are one of the lowest rating councils in the state, and that's a message that we do need to get out there. Although that our ratepayers may be horrified at this increase, they're still paying substantially less than they would elsewhere.
Councillor Lyda.
Thank you, Councillor Temple. You basically just made all my points. 7.9% increase sounds like an awful lot, and I must admit I spent an awful lot of time reviewing the previous point and this point. But as Councillor Temple said, our rates are so much lower than our neighbours, and I think that's what we should hold on to. And also, after taking several little tours around about the place through different municipalities and looking at things like roads and footpaths with more interest since I've been on the council, you can certainly see that our level of service in this municipality is pretty damn fine. I was in a neighbouring municipality the other day and someone went for a great big tumble, lots of blood and everything, on a very poorly kept footpath, and it's just really good that here I don't hear of those kind of things happening. I hope you don't know. But yeah, 7.9% is, to me, seems like a really big increase, but we're still going to have really low rates. And if we want to maintain the level of service of all the different things and wonderful things that this council does, then we need the revenue to do it. And the other message I think that I would like to say is that this decision, I think, is not being made lightly by any of us.
Totally agree. Thanks, Councillor. Any other councillors? Discussions? From my point of view, if we make sure that our ratepayers and residents realise that the CPI is right up there, that's what's really the increase. It's not us increasing rates by a substantial amount as such, it's the CPI component of it. And if we look back to 3 or 4 years ago when we actually did our rate freeze, we at some stage have to get back to our financial footing that rate freeze put us behind. I was actually one of those in favour of a 2% increase on top of CPI, which didn't get through, but that's fine. But we have to realise that next year and the year after, it may be even harder for people to pay because of the cost of everything that's going to increase. But, of course, the cost of our doing business increases at the same time. And we are a business, and we have to make sure that we are financially viable, which we are, and thank you to all the staff that contribute to that. And yes, we are one of the lowest rated municipalities in the north. While that is a good thing at times, it's not such a good thing when your ratepayers expect footpaths and drains and all sorts of things to be done. And for those to be done, we have to increase rates. So it's not quite as simple as pulling money out of thin air at times. But well done to the staff, and happy to support the motion as it sits at the moment. Councillors, anything else, councillors? Nope. Councillor Cameron as the second of the motion. Anything to add? No. Councillor Sinfield as the mover of the motion.
No, happy to put the motion.
Thank you. So I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye. Raise your hands. That is unanimous, councillors. Thank you. Moving on to corporate services, page 143. The recommendation approves the proposed fees and charges for the 2023-24 financial year as set out. Somebody like to move, somebody like to second. Councillor Cameron, thank you. Seconder, please. Councillor Dornoff, thank you. Councillor Cameron.
Thank you. Look, we've tried again to keep the increase as low as possible with this, and bless you.
Thank you.
I just want to thank again the staff for the work that they've done on this. Thank you.
Councillor Cameron. Councillor Dornoff, I think great. Thank you. Open up for discussion, councillors. No discussion. Happy to put the motion if that's the case. Right, put the motion then. All those in favour, please say aye. And that is unanimous, councillors. Thank you.
Question.
Sorry, Rodney, you had to be a little bit quicker.
No, just trying to help out.
We're trying to get just a question, weren't we?
Moved all the way to the table. Worthwhile.
We are now moving to page 162, infrastructure services. The recommendation in front of you, councillors. Someone like to move, Councillor Dudman, thank you. Second of those, Councillor Chandler.
I'm lost. What item are we on now?
We are on page 163.
This is where
162.
162, my apologies.
That's what happens when you haven't got a paper.
Oh, no, I'm missing.
No, I thought I'd just dealt with it. That's why.
No, oh, hold that question then.
Karen beat the paper copy.
I know.
No, that's the paper.
Right. Okay.
I'll second that.
Somebody like to move this, mate.
We have.
Oh, we've done it. Oh, sorry, my head myself. Rodney's behind, I'm ahead. Sorry, Rodney.
No, Rodney was
right.
Ahead.
Councillor Dudman is the move of the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm more than happy to move this motion. And I think that this is a testament to how well our council operates. To provide a 1% increase on rates above CPI, but to deliver such a broad and strong range of capital works in this program is really testament to the work that our staff does and to the efforts that are put in making sure that we're delivering for the community. And we're delivering for the community right across the Meander Valley, including in Blackstone Heights, where there'll be new curving, and of course the intersection upgrade for Blackstone Road and Panorama Road. Further across in Prospect Vale, there's obviously great moves, including working on pavement and drainage, the replacement of the footbridge on Pitcher Parade, and making sure that our public infrastructure is up to standard and suitable for the local community. In Hadsden, again, we are moving into the design and concept stage one of the stormwater and walkway improvements. And in Carrick, I know that the people in Carrick, because they have raised this with me, will be very happy to see the new footpath that is going in along Church Street, the open pipe drainage that we're heading into the design and concept stage two of the construction, and the footpath, as I said, through from Meander Valley Road to Percy Street along Church Street will be a great step forward for that community. And in Bracknell, of course, we haven't forgot them with the stormwater upgrades as well. And the flood damage works that are happening along the Liffey River as well. Hagley is a part of the municipality that's very dear to my heart. I spent a lot of time there during the council election, and it's great to see road widening in Strathbridge along Selborne Road to support the local community there. And in Westbury, my hometown, it's great to see the RV dump point going ahead, which I know has been championed by local businesses, and it's great that we're delivering there, as well as the kitchen upgrade to the Westbury Library and the formalised entrance of the Westbury RSL. And I won't forget the western side of the municipality as well, with Deloraine again accessing some great infrastructure in the way of new footpaths, upgrades to the waste transfer station Deloraine, of course the Deloraine basketball half court, which was a great fund that we achieved, and I will be very glad to be playing some basketball out there, perhaps with Councillor Cameron in the future. And of course in Mole Creek, the installation of traffic calming subject to approval of the Department of State Growth. This is an immense capital works spend for 2023 and 24, but it's been done in line with the expectations of the community and making sure that we are achieving great outcomes for the community whilst working to a balanced budget. I don't believe there is another council in the north of the state that is operating as well as we are, and I certainly think if we moved this budget into Launceston, we wouldn't be getting the achievements that we are, especially for those eastern suburbs of the municipality. So I'm more than happy to commend this capital works spend to the council and look forward to delivering on these key outcomes for our community.
Thanks, Councillor Dudman. Councillor Cameron. Did he miss anything, Councillor Cameron?
God, I don't know what to say now. Thanks, Councillor Dudman.
Play the tape back. Whether he has or not.
An epic overview of the Capital Works program, and Capital Works is actually one of my favourite subjects on council, and I'm sorry, Rob's not here, is he? I do love talking to Rob about Capital Works projects. I'm a practical person, and I think Capital Works gives me an outcome that I can see. So I really do like Capital Works. I'm a Capital Works nerd. In saying that, I am excited about a couple of projects, not as many as Ben seems to be excited about, but we're investing heavily into our computer software. Yes, Church Street, Carrick are very passionate about their footpaths, and I noticed there's some footpaths as well as working towards covering some open drains, which I think Carrick residents are very pleased about. Mull Creek, it's been a long time coming, but having a good discussion about some traffic calming there to help make the children's crossing there at the school a lot safer. And my other classic favourite is talking about RV dump points, but I do want to thank the Caminos for championing that. It opened my eyes to the world of RV travelling and how important it is to have things like dump points in our municipality. So really looking forward to that. And, of course, the design and construct of the outdoor basketball court in Deloraine has been a pet project of mine for a while, so great to see that on a list. My other comments, just to say thank you for the whole council team for working on this. It's a massive capital works program. But, you know, the work really starts now for what we want to see next year. So my message to ratepayers is, if there is something that you want in your municipality, whether it's Hagley or Blackstone Heights, wherever, please be in touch with council or councillors, because I'd love to be able to help work through seeing that on a list for next year. So thank you.
Thank you, councillors.
Jeff, nothing to say. Just put it to a point.
Well, I just don't know the word.
Anyone else excited about dump points?
Anything else, councillors? Oh, Councillor Simpio, come on. With your microphone, Councillor Simpio.
I'd just like to know a bit about 22186, Blackstone Road, Panorama Road.
I can tell you that one.
Can you give us a bit of a heads up on what is actually proposed to be done there, which includes Blackstone Road?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, and after this meeting, I can provide a copy of a drawing through to council so you can see what the arrangement looks like. But there's widening of the Pitcher Parade Blackstone Road that heads up the hill. It's being widened at the intersection to provide a right turn slot into Panorama. There's a significant culvert under that intersection as well. We need to extend out to the west, large Taswater water main as well, which is a little bit problematic through the design process just to understand what the Taswater requirements would be, but that's all been completed in terms of the design work. So we'll be able to get stuck into procurement to see whether or not the market responds the way we have estimated. So, yeah, but I can certainly send through a copy of the layout plan just to show what that arrangement looks like.
It doesn't involve land?
No, there's no acquisition involved in it. We can if you would like.
No, a reminder later too that there was a semi-trailer parked in the new widened bit of road in Panorama, which may be of interest to some.
That's what it was, I suppose.
Okay, any other questions, comments, councillors?
I think it's all been said.
Yeah, and well done, Ben. It's you said, there is right across the spread, right across the municipality, which is good to see. There are no favourites in the Meander Valley, which is good to see by a couple of weeks.
What about around the council table?
There's no favourites around the council table tonight. Huh. So back to Councillor Cameron as the second of the motion. Anything to add?
No, not to add. Thank you.
Councillor Dudman?
I don't think we'll go around.
You weren't going to let in Councillor Dawn off anyway.
No.
All right, I put the motion and all those in favour, please say aye. Raise your hands. That's unanimous, councillors. Thank you. So before I close, I just want to acknowledge that this is GM John's last official meeting with us sitting around this table. So I thank you for your time and your effort at the Meander Valley, coming in from the mainland, the big smoke, coming in when we had COVID hit only a month after you took your position. We had the proposed Northern Prison as an issue in the municipality. We had the Meander Primary School that had been ticking along for quite a while. And I just want to thank you for bringing things to the table that I hadn't seen before. I think Councillor Kelly has mentioned a few times that you've brought things and sat in front of us that had probably been not looked at in the past. And I guess our IT one today is one that's probably hadn't been brought to us or we hadn't been made aware of so much. So thanks for your time and effort. Good luck with the future going forward. And and on that behalf, I've actually got a little present for you that I purchased today. So
it's a wobbly man.
No, it's not a wobbly man. So thanks for your time and effort, John. Appreciate it.
All right.
So
is that for the John Tom Blart, Carly?
You can respond or I can close the meeting. You don't have to.
No, I'll just say thanks, Wayne. It's been a blast.
All right, so I need to close the meeting, please. Somebody like to move a motion to close the meeting. Oh, Councillor Cameron and seconder was Councillor Loader. All those in favour, please say aye. Closing the meeting, guys. Yeah, thank you. Unanimous. Thank you.